of Oedis El Shir number 13. In our previous shiurim, we established that the Kiyas Shofar during El serves the same vital purpose as the shofar blown after the aveira of the Chetah Egel, to awaken Klal Yisrael to return in tshuva. These 40 days are a divine gift of Yemei Rachamim, granting us the power to elevate ourselves. Furthermore, the command of Psalacha, to carve out the second luchas, carve for yourself, teaches us that true transformation requires carving our hearts and let Hashem's Ratzon, the divine will, enter into our hearts. However, human nature poses a massive obstacle. People naturally find it immensely difficult to change entrenched habits and daily routines. When an action becomes second nature, overcoming it feels almost impossible. The Torah repeatedly defines a spiritual stubbornness and resistance to change as being Am Keshei Oirif, stiff-necked people. In Sefer Devarim, Perak Tes, Psukim Dalid through Yurgimo, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts Hashem's response to the Chet Eagle. Hashem expressed a desire to destroy Klal Yisrael. He said, "Re'isi es ha'am hazeh v'hinei am keshei oirefu heref mimenu v'ashmidei. I've seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Leave me alone, that I may destroy them." Remarkably, when Hashem articulates the cause for severe punishment, he does not explicitly state that it's because they violated the first commandment of Anochi Hashem Lekecha or served Avodah Zarah. Rather, Hashem highlighted their kishuv oirif, their stiff-neckedness, as the critical flaw warranting destruction. What makes kishuv oirif so lethal to spiritual survival? Rashi on Shemoyis 32:9 explains the physical metaphor of stiff-neckedness. They turn the back of their necks away from those who attempt to rebuke them, steadfastly refusing to return to turn their faces to listen to the words of reproof. The Sefornoi on the same Pasuk and on Devarim 9:6 elaborates that stiff-necked person refuse to bend their neck to any Moir Tzedek, which means a righteous teacher, who directs them toward good, she'ein tikva she'yashuvu b'tshuva, for there's no hope that they will ever return in repentance. When a person is infected with a kishuv oirif, even a Moir Tzedek, a righteous teacher, proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that their actions are harmful and wrong, their internal stubbornness prevents them from changing. Sin itself can be forgiven, but a total resistance to rebuke eliminates the very possibility of tshuva. Rav Dessler explains why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first luchos. Moshe realized that verbal reproof alone would fail to penetrate Klal Yisrael's deep-seated kishei oirif. To break their stubborn complacency, Moshe had to deliver a monumental, traumatic spiritual shock by smashing the luchos right in before their eyes. Chazal teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully endorsed Moshe's independent initiative, saying, Yasher koichacho, yasher shibarto. May you be strengthened by be firm that you broke them, because this just drastic shock was the only method capable of shattering their stiff necks and awakening them to repent. In light of this perspective, the daily Tekiah Shofar that we blow in El functions like the breaking of the luchos. Imagine if someone were tragically thrown were to tragically throw a Sefer Torah onto the floor directly in front of us and rip it into pieces. That horrific sight would shake us to our core, shatter all our apathy, and force an immediate awakening. Listening to the shofar every single morning in El is designed that exact same necessary shock. It breaks through our routine, stupor, and confronts us with reality of impending Yom Hadin. The shofar forces us to confront reality. Who among us hasn't experienced or witnessed intense suffering over the past year? Who doesn't know individuals battling severe illness, people who have passed away suddenly, singles who are desperate for shidduchim, families struggling with parnosa or broken homes? Every single person desperately needs rachem yishamayim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta describes how, in previous generations, when the shul gabbai announced Birchas Rosh Chodesh El, an audible wave of weeping would sweep through the entire congregation. They lived with absolute clarity regarding their vulnerability and knew they had to arouse immense rachem yishamayim for the upcoming Yom Hadin. To summarize our mindset, recognize the danger of stiff-neckedness, kishei oirif. The greatest threat to spiritual life is not the sin itself, but the stubbornness and refusal to hear rebuke. Let the shofar shock you. Treat the daily tekiyot as a spiritual shockwave. like the breaking of the luchos designed to break habitual routine and shatter stubbornness. Arouse rachamei shemayim. Use the daily alarm of the shofar to confront life's reality, drop complacency, and earnestly plead for Hashem's mercy before Yom HaDin.